talking about tomorrow. Veronica, your boyfriend is hosting a yard sale. And you said yesterday, I couldn't believe this, that you are going to publicize this on Facebook.
Yes.
So you're going to be there. Obviously, Eddie's going to be there. And you guys will be like kind of hosting this yard sale. You want people to come out and buy all of Eddie's weird stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to have some stuff there as well. So, you know, we both, I sold my home. He's in the process of selling his home. And so, you know, when we purged our houses to sell, we had some extra stuff. That
and
we
that'd
didn't
be great
wanna...
if there was a price tag on Eddie's house for the yard sale, like just in case someone swings by. And it's like, hey, there it is. You can buy the house.
If you're serious about it, come on by.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Had a yard sale, sold my house.
I don't know.
We have a couple of big ticket items, one of them being the home.
Yeah.
But yeah, so tomorrow morning at 8, it's going to be in Lando Lakes. It's off of Bell Lake Road. Between 41 and Collier. So for anyone familiar with the Land O'Lakes area.
You're going to pump it out on all your socials, right?
For sure.
Okay.
There's going to be signs out. So it'll be easy to find.
What are a couple of the items? Because it's predominantly Eddie's stuff. But what's some of the items that you think people would be most interested in purchasing? That they may pull up and go, that's different.
He loves to do projects. He also has toys like, you know, boats and golf cart and stuff like that. So
my God,
he tends to.
It's a big deal, this yard sale.
He tends to have like, you know, tools and just a bunch of stuff like that for sale. We both are big outdoors people. So like we'll just have like excess stuff. I've got like a lot of home decor that I'm getting rid of, some area rugs.
What about like hot dogs and beer? You know, some people do that at their yard sales. Mm-hmm. They'll sell like food and beer.
Nothing wrong with that.
Why not, man?
I actually was contemplating a free Yingling with any purchase.
Hey,
I'm good for that.
You now need to hire traffic control for your yard sale. Seriously.
I like it.
Yard sales are fascinating, though. I pulled up some yard sales and just been fascinated stuff. I'll tell you, I was at one, this was like 2 years ago, and I don't know why I didn't buy. This lady had a whole thing of the old Star Wars figurines, you know, the old ones like I had growing up, and of course we threw them all away.
We did.
Worth like hundreds of dollars. Her thing was fill a box for $5, and she had every one of them, and I was like, I should just grab these, but I didn't.
Should have.
800-992-1099. What's the most shocking thing you've seen at a yard sale? Most shocking thing that you've seen at a yard sale? Call us now and tell us, as Bronk and Eddie get ready for their big blowout tomorrow, the big yard sale, free Yingling with any purchase. That's unbelievable. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. So tomorrow, Veronica's boyfriend, Eddie, hosting a yard sale at his house. Now, you guys have moved in together, but he still has his house. He's still trying to sell it. So
correct.
Yeah. So you guys are going to host a little yard sale tomorrow. yard sales are, and you know, down here in Florida, you can see yard sales. You see 100 of them a day. I mean, it's just, this is yard sale capital of the world. And so Veronica's like, yeah, man, I'm going to pump it out on socials. I want people to come by, buy all Eddie's stuff, have a
good
time.
Yeah,
make fun.
Come on.
So we're talking about like all the unique things you see at yard sales. Like what's the most unique thing, just shocking thing you've seen at a yard sale? Gerald, welcome to the show. What do you got, Gerald?
We lose Gerald. There's Gerald.
It was a jar of formaldehyde.
A jar of formaldehyde?
Yeah, I know, right? Should have been illegal. Shouldn't have been. That's what they embalm people with.
I know what it is. I know what it is. My God. It was empty, though, right?
No, it was a full, unused gallon, like a gallon jug of formaldehyde.
But there wasn't any body in it.
No, there wasn't a body in it, but she said you could use it for preserving animals.
Gerald, what was the price on it?
I think it was $5.
$5.
I would have bought it.
Yeah. No, I was just kind of changed out about it. But it was kind of weird.
Man, all right. Formaldehyde. Yard sale. Julie's on hold. We have to check with the station attorneys before we can put her on the air. Hang on. Waking up in my car. Man, Veronica and her boyfriend Eddie's yard sales really turned out to be like the hit of Tampa Bay tomorrow. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Veronica. So her boyfriend Eddie's hosting a yard sale at his house. I mean, they've moved in together, but he's still, you know, getting stuff set up to sell his house. So Veronica's like, I'm going to make this like a public thing. I think, oh, that's great, man. Have people come by and see and buy all your stuff. It's
cool.
Yeah,
man. Lando Lakes. It's going to be on off of Bell Lake Road, and it's between 41 and Collier.
Put on the Mark and Veronica Facebook page tonight, would you, or this afternoon?
Yeah.
Put exactly where it is so people can make plans to go.
For sure.
That'd be cool. So we're asking people, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened at a yard sale? Just the shocking. And Julie called and told the story. We said, hold on. So we tried to call the station lawyers and say, can we put Julie on? Because the content of her call was very strange. Well, good for us and for you listening. The lawyers didn't answer their phone. So we're just going to go ahead and go with it. Julie, welcome. What do you got?
I went to a yard sale years ago, and there was two fellas that were trying to buy this coat. The lady wanted $11. They bought a gorilla coat made out of gorilla.
What?
Get out of here.
For $11. Gorilla. They almost didn't have enough money. And I was shaking so bad that I wanted that coat so bad.
Gorilla.
So they came up with the $11. The lady sold it to him. But I told him, you have got to let me at least try it on. I have never in my life felt so weird. It was a full-length gorilla coat.
Oh, my God.
The hair was probably, I guess it's like almost a foot long.
Is that even legal? Are you allowed to wear gorilla?
I wouldn't. I mean, it's been probably 25 years. My kids were young. But wow, I wish I could have bought it.
Wow.
And I'll be at the yard sale tomorrow because I'm just around the corner.
Good.
So I'll see you there.
Yeah. Free Yingling for any gorilla coat. Anyone who shows up in a gorilla coat.
There
free
you go. Yingling. There you go.